Oh, that sounds good. I like that.
Isn't that nice?
That's nice.
That's hockey music. You know, you gliding on the ice, which is just the right time for our Rosie on the House giveaway. Check this out. Arizona Coyotes are playing the absolutely terrible Los Angeles Kings, so that'll be an easy win. Thursday night at Gila River Arena, we've got not one, but two suite level club seats and a parking pass for you if you can answer this question. What year did the Coyotes franchise play their very first season in Arizona? You want to text your answer to 411-923. Message and reply. 411-923. We'll pick a random winner out of all the correct answers. So the question again, what year did the Arizona Coyotes franchise play their very first season in Arizona? So go ahead and text your answer and good luck.
Not the Roadrunners.
Nope, not the Road.
The Coyotes.
Okay. And I'll tell you what, I'll give you a hint. They weren't called the Arizona Coyotes first. They were the Phoenix Coyotes. So that kind of gives you an idea.
There you go. All right, so two suite level tickets to the Arizona Coyotes, LA hockey
Los team. Angeles King, that terrible Kings. Team. So it should be an easy win.
Okay, all right, very good. We were talking about drywall repair, and the last segment I talked you through getting the actual piece of drywall mounted on the wall in the hole where you need to make the repair. And now you've really done the hard work. The easy work now is covering that seam between your repair piece and the existing wall. You'll need a 4-inch drywall knife. Get a small container of joint compound. Do not get a big container of joint compound. Make sure you have a mud pan and make sure you have a sponge and a bucket of water. The worst enemy you can have when you're doing drywall is little drywall boogers. The drywall comes wet, and I would encourage you buy the wet, ready-to-use joint compound. Do not buy the dry and mix it yourself, okay? If you're new at this, get the moist, in a bucket, joint compound. And as you work it, you're going to scoop a little out of the bucket, put it in your joint pan, and you're going to spread one layer, 2 inches to each side of the crack. Okay, and then you're going to take the tape, and I would tell you, if you're a beginner at this, use the fiberglass tape. It's a mesh tape. Use that tape and cover the span between the repair piece and the drywall wall, and you'll cover all those cracks with that. Then take your drywall knife and simply do not press hard. You simply want to embed the mesh into the drywall joint compound, but you do not want to squeeze all the compound out. The joint compound needs to be there for you to finish the repair. So take your 4-inch knife and drag it over the top of the tape very lightly without applying much pressure at all, and then you will need to let that coat dry. While it's drying, take the bucket of drywall mud and take your wet sponge and sprinkle water across the top of that bucket and lay your sponge in there. Keep everything about the drywall wet, because if it starts drying, you're going to get the little boogers that make it really hard to finish the job. Clean your drywall knife really good. Go find someplace. Go find another project to do. Go pour yourself a good tall glass of Arizona Sun tea or cup of coffee, sit down. You're going to have to let this dry, and I would tell you, let it dry overnight. I'm going to take a couple calls here. People have patiently been waiting. When we come back, I'll tell you step two, how to finish that drywall repair taping job. Gary, let's bring up Elisa, calling from zip code 85021. I don't know where that is specifically, but Miss Elisa, how are you, dear?
Good, how are you?
Good, good.
My zip code is in, like, Central Phoenix.
Okay, great. Beautiful area. What are you trying trying to get done?
So I have we live in a house that was built in 1972.
Okay.
And then our master bath is like an add-on, and it's really big, And I would say it was probably done in, like, I think someone said, like, 1990.
Okay.
So it's a lot of things have broken in it. Like, they have a big jet tub, and that's broken.
Okay.
But my question is, my shower is very large, and it has little white tiles, like, probably an inch by inch square tiles. And they have mold, a lot of mold.
Oh, boy.
That no matter how much I clean it, it does not go away. And no matter what I use, I've used natural, I've used bleach, everything. I wanted to know, how dangerous is that? Is it very bad that that doesn't go away? Is it something like we could wait on, or is it something that needs to be remodeled very soon?
Well, I'm not going to give you the scientific answer. I'm not going to give you a doctor's answer. I'm going to give you Rosie Romero, the carpenter, personal experience answer, okay?
Okay.
It's my understanding that in this wonderful globe that we live, there's millions and millions of different types of mold. And I also understand the ones that are truly dangerous to humans, you can almost number on your hands. So I'm gonna need to take a break. Elisa, you hang on. I want to come back and visit about this some more. The chances it's dangerous are slight, but you have to consider that it's real to be safe. I'll finish answering your question right after bottom of the hour news.